Let's continue with you here on the Brett Boone podcast. Some other breaking news today. The San Francisco Giants have made a change at the top of the baseball operations department. Farhan Zaidi out. Is it shocking that Buster Posey, the former all-star catcher for the San Francisco Giants, now takes over as the president of baseball operations? Tyler, let me get your reaction.
I think it is shocking just because Buster Posey has a young family. He's made a ton, and it's such a big job. It's such an all-encompassing job. But it is a great job, and we've seen Chris Young, who is a former player, not as prominent as Buster Posey, but, a former player take on that job and win a championship. And sometimes, no matter how much money you have, no matter what your stage your kids are, you're invested in it. Buster's literally invested in it. He's a part owner of the team. He's part of that ownership group. He cares deeply about the Giants and their trajectory. And he's a smart dude. He's an interesting, intellectually curious. And I think it says a lot about him that he would want to do this, that he would want to take on such a big job and such an active role. So good for him. I can't wait to see, what a Buster Posey baseball operations department looks like, because, you need to be cutting edge, but only players understand the game at that kind of level. And I think you bring smart players into prominent positions, it can only help the game.
Brett, reaction to it. Buster Posey, known more as a player, but he's been around the organization. He's taken a little bit of the ownership stake in the team as well. He's going to be running baseball operations. They were trying to work out a deal for one of their players during the season. Farhan couldn't get it done, and Buster stepped in, got the job done, and maybe that had something to do with the fact that he's going to jump into the big chair. I think it's interesting. He's jumping into the deep end of the pool without floaties or anything else, and it's not like you're ramping up from working in the minor leagues or working as an assistant. You're going straight into the president of baseball operations. What's your reaction?
Well, I think I'm kind of shocked by it. I didn't think Buster this quick after his retirement would go in such a prominent role, but why not? The players, the journey that the player goes on and what we see on a daily basis, putting people with people. I think the Chris Young formula, as mentioned, is the one that is kind of being followed here. Chris steps in, hires a Bruce Bochy. Next thing you know, they're winning a world championship. So I think right now, especially in the modern era, if anybody's name is synonymous with the San Francisco Giants, I think it's the Buster Posey. That's as fresh and as big a name as there is out there. I don't know him personally, never played against him. He was right after my time, but he had a hell of a career, hell of a player. And what Tyler said, smart, obviously has stayed close to the game and is a part of that Giants. I had no idea he was a part owner in the Giants organization, but good for him. It'll be interesting to see the job and the player aspect that he brings to that position.
I'm going to get back to the player aspect in just a second, but Tyler, if you can help us a little bit, baseball's not the same it was when Brett played and Jim Bowden traded him away, and then Brett's mom went and talked to Jim for a week. We've got so many different layers from the general manager's role to the president of baseball operations. Can you help the Boone podcast audience just kind of understand the layers of, I don't want to say bureaucracy, but how the administration of baseball operations departments are run now, as opposed to 20 years ago where it was a GM and that's it?
Yeah, it is a multifaceted job. You have so many. The front office, the size of front offices has increased dramatically, in the last 10 years, certainly 20 years. You have lots of people in data analysis positions and research and development, the pro scouting side, the amateur scouting side. It's big and it can be unwieldy. So the president of baseball operations is the guy who ultimately runs that department, sets the tone, sets the direction, does a lot of the hiring, a lot of the figuring out what works, who's working, who's not working, and why, how much they're going to factor in analytics, how much they're going to factor in you know, traditional scouting. You need a blend. Everybody knows that. And, you know, and also with Buster, it's really interesting because, as I said, he's part of the ownership group. So going to ownership for money, you know, his money is in it. So I don't know that there is a comp. I mean, some guys like Pat Gillick got a share of the Phillies, but I don't know that he had that when he was the GM. You know,
Billy Bean did in Oakland.
I was going to say Billy Bean at some point did. So, you know, it's not unprecedented, but it is very interesting. I what I can't wait to see is how hands-on he really is. Derek Jeter had that in a way with the Marlins, although he was sort of the president of the whole organization, not just baseball operations. Baseball operations is what Buster Posey knows, you know, and we'll see where he takes it. But to have a superstar player like that, again, a real smart guy who, you know, learned. I mean, think about how smart he was. He's a college guy. He's a rookie catcher who had been a shortstop. Right. He's a rookie catcher, and he leads the team to a championship, you know, and then two more. So a spotless reputation off the field as well. You know, I'm sure we've all met him. I've met him several times, know him a little bit, just a first-class guy. So he's going to represent the Giants really, really well, and they should be, you know, really lucky that someone like him would want that job.
And it's interesting, Brett, you talked about the players aspect. Farhan Zaidi, who had been running the ball club, very, very much sabermetric oriented, and the Giants become a little robotic underneath the previous management and now Bob Melvin up there. One of the things that's interesting was this last regime had kind of wiped away all of the iconic images of the three world championships of Bruce Bochy. If you went in the Giants locker room or you went down to the tunnel, there was no pictures of the parades or trophies or anything. Like, it never existed. Now that you're going to get Buster coming back as a player, because he's more known as a player right now, what would your reaction be if you were playing and you go, okay, great, now we got one of our guys, not some guy with a laptop, running the Giants. How would you react?
I think it's really interesting. Like I said, he's freshly retired. He's a huge name in San Francisco. High intellect guy, high IQ baseball man, superstar player when he was a player. Got that clean image. You know, he looks like that all-American guy. That, you know,
he looks like JT Snow.
Yeah, he's a Bob Boone. He's a JT Snow. He looks like the guy that's goes to the. He's the captain of the ASB. He's the prom king. He's the great athlete. I think it's nothing but a positive. And when you talk about analytics and today, and you talk about yesteryear and how we played the game with hands-on scouting, there is something in the middle. I think for a Buster Posey, when he came into the game, it wasn't analytic crazy. A Bob Melvin, similarly, his rookie year, he was my manager in Seattle, was 2003, where analytics were a few years away. I mean, they were starting to incorporate them, but not like today's game. So I think Buster's seen both sides of it. He's lived through the analytical era, if we're going to call it that. And I think there's going to be a soft spot somewhere in the middle where he lands. And I think that intellect, that intuition as a player, that you've been in the trenches, I think it adds a little bit to that job to have a little bit of a sixth sense when it comes to making decisions.